Another week of pre-season is in the books, which saw new jumper numbers revealed, a first training session for our six draftees, and the return of a club legend. First up, key defender Alex Pearce fronted the media this week, saying both he and teammate Joel Hamling are relishing the opportunity to play on some of the best forwards in the AFL.
That's why it's exciting coming into this pre-season, not only do we get to play on Tabernar, Cox, McCarthy, that we get to play on Lobb and Hogan as well. So I think for myself and Joel in our development, that'll be crucial for us as well, just to play on those sort of really good, strong forwards.
But it wasn't all smiles for Pearce, losing a bet to speedster Hayden Ballantyne in their 2K time trial.
Oh, first question. I couldn't get away with it, could I? Well, I regret to say we had a bit of a bet before the 2K, and unfortunately he overtook me with 100 to go, and I just couldn't catch his little legs as he sped past, so... yeah, I owe him a few dollars in the next few weeks.
Dockers legend Matthew Pavlich returned to the club on Wednesday to present our new recruits with their playing numbers for 2019.
It's always a rich history, I think, in any sport, whether it's a cap, a jumper or any type of item that's really intrinsically linked to when they go out there and represent the team on the field, to be awarded it for the first time. Today is, I guess, officially that opportunity, so it is great to be back here and meet the draftees for the first time.
The famous number 29 returns to Frio, with Luke Valenti becoming just the third Docker to wear the number. Taken with pick 32 in last week's draft, the 18-year-old says he's thrilled to be chosen.
Yeah, very honoured. Obviously, Pav being a champion of this club and being a South Australian boy and a champion of the AFL is someone that I've looked up to a fair bit. Yeah, an absolute honour to pull on the jumper, hopefully, so...
Pav says Valenti was an obvious choice.
Yeah, thrilled that the jumper's back out there. Luke's tremendous character from what I can hear. State under 18 captain like I was. School captain at Ross Trevor. Vice captain of the All-Australian team. Had a fabulous carnival. Seems like a really great character and person to continue that tradition.
Meanwhile, our draftees completed their first training session as they target AFL debuts for next season. Lachie Schultz saw the funny side as he was caught off guard in his first press conference for the club.
Lachie, Moama's famous for a big lawn bowls tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, it does have a very state-of-the-art facilities there, lawn bowls, but yeah, that's a weird start of the question.
Rookie selection Toby Watson says he is ready to put in the hard yards.
The misconception about the rookie draft, everyone's got the same opportunities now, so it's not like old days where you had to get elevated and all the other processes. So I think I've got the same chances as everyone else here, so I'm going to put in just as much work as everyone else to get a game.
And Ross Lyon addressed the club's pre-season goals at the annual Fremantle members meeting held at Optus Stadium during the week. Lyon says the club's focus is getting back to basics.
When I walked through the door, we said, let's get fit, let's get available and be on the same page. So we're stripping it back to the three focuses and not focusing on individual weaknesses and skill development and all those things, because it's so incremental, that. So we've stripped that back. We've anything where we can take out any complexity or any junk, we've done that.